Tonight, Sunday Night Live unveils the hidden truths behind today's headlines with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Chase Geiser. We are going to be taking calls throughout this hour, so please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. And as always on the show, we do have open lines. You can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. So please call 877-789-2539. Finally, that's 877-789-2539. And while the crew screens some of these calls, I want to run Alex's emergency report from yesterday morning. This is clip number 21 on how the deep state is planning to steal the election in the fall based on some new documents that have been released from the FBI. This is FBI and CISA warning of cyber attacks on election infrastructure. They're doing this to precondition, do some predictive programming, some prescriptive programming. So when this happens, they can claim they told you it was going to happen and it didn't harm the election integrity. But this is how they're going to steal the election, folks. So call in 877-789-2539 and stand by. Watch this clip while we screen your calls on the other side.
Alex Jones here with an emergency Saturday news bulletin. Multiple developments and announcements have been made by the U.S. government and other Western governments that telegraph clearly to me that they are preparing major black swan events coming up to the election and during the election in just 90 days.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Now, we know the WF, the CIA, and others have talked about using the cover of cyber attacks to take control of domestic operations or to basically implement what is known as Obama's internet kill switch that has now been in place for more than 10 years. So we have the federal agency that deals with cyber attacks coming out last night. The nation's cyber defense agency and national coordinator for infrastructure security, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency that leads the national effort. They came out last night, and here's the document, and said that we should be ready for massive internet outages and attacks during the election. But then they add, don't worry, it won't hurt the integrity of the election, but it may shut down election computers where they can look up in states that demand voter ID to make sure that they are citizens or they're registered to vote. So they're telling you that the voter registration roll programs may be going down during the election, and that way the illegals and the people voting in the names of dead people and folks that have moved out of district can move in and do it. And we know they've been doing this. They've legalized illegals voting in all these different jurisdictions around the country, but they say it's just in local elections. Well, most elections are local within national. Only rare runoffs are separate from the state and federal, both off year and general elections. So this is a big, big deal. I've been predicting they would do this. From a lot of the experts I've talked to, there's a consensus that the CrowdStrike outage with Microsoft was a test run and a way for them to load new backdoor software into these systems. So this is a big deal. In the third paragraph, it says, they do not expect it to affect U.S. elections. We are warning that DDoS attacks against election-related websites could temporarily disrupt access to some online election functions like voter lookup tools, but would not prevent voting and compromise the integrity of the system. So they're telling you when this attack comes, the election is safe, but we just can't check to make sure they're citizens in the 30-plus states that have passed these laws. Again, the Democrats want you to show a vaccine passport to go to the grocery store, but they don't want you to show your driver's license or ID to vote. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. Now, that's the first big one. Then you've got the massive hype for war with Iran and the ongoing escalation of that as an October surprise and all these different ships and aircraft carriers now in the Mediterranean openly to go to war with Iran and the neocons, along with the Democrats, rattling their sabers at a level never before seen, the escalation in the Ukraine war with Russia, open talk of China going into Taiwan. This is the tinderbox that we are living in right now. So cyber attacks, power outages, that all goes in the same bailiwick. And then you've got war, which they're openly accelerating us into. And then you've got the bird flu, emergency authorization for another experimental shot. They've got PCR tests everywhere under the federal government testing chickens and turkeys and other birds at these production facilities. You've also got them going out and testing all these cows. You can turn up the PCR test and get any result you want. Now they're claiming human cases are all over the place. When you actually dig into it, it's not true. So it's clear they've also got another pandemic with only, 90 days of the election ready to go. And then, of course, you can have terror attacks inside the U.S. that don't even have to be staged because the borders have been open for 3.5 years and they've brought in so many hundreds of thousands of military-aged men from the Middle East, many of which openly work for Hamas and Hezbollah. So that's four things right there. And then, of course, another assassination attempt on Trump. I predicted the assassination attempt hundreds of times, and I said imminently the week before they tried to kill him and he got wounded that it was incoming. On the trajectory of what they've done, everything they've tried, that's the only move they've got left after Russiagate and the impeachments and the lawfare and the fake indictments and the fake conviction. None of that works, so now the next move is assassination. Blow up his airplane, hit him with a drone at an event. He's going back to Butler. Poison him, shoot him. All of this is on the table, and we are in the most critical juncture in human history so far. And there are a lot of other crises and things, but the globalists always pre-program in the media that they're the saviors when this event's coming, and they tell you what the event is going to be. So I'm seeing massive pre-programming and predictive programming, as it's technically called, right now for cyber attacks so they can't check the voter rolls and just got to let everybody vote with no evidence of who they are because these databases would prove somebody had a fake ID or was not who they said they were. So this is a big, big deal. And to have the feds coming out and telegraphing this is massive. The good news is, in Congress and in the state legislatures and the attorney generals, there are major criminal investigations and civil investigations going on, and the senators are calling out the Secret Service acting head and basically saying, did you do this on purpose? Looks like you did. Total stand down. That gets the globalist off balance and makes them think twice about trying to kill President Trump again. So this is an information war. It is beyond critical that you take this report now, that you're watching at band.video or at Real Alex Jones on X, and you can re-upload it to your channel. You can repost it. There's no copyright. There's no nothing. It's called free to air. Everything we do has always been open and free to the public. Take clips out of it, share it, add to it. I don't care. This is a public service announcement against the New World Order and what they're trying. And then please join us tomorrow night, 4 p.m. Central, for the Sunday night news show. And, of course, 8 a.m. weekdays with Harrison Smith out of the studio.
Great report there yesterday from Alex Jones. We are going to be taking your calls throughout the hour. We've got 20 minutes uninterrupted now before the only break of the hour, and then we'll finish up the show with your calls for the last 30 minutes as well. So let's go straight to Bart in Florida. Bart, what is on your mind this evening?
Yes, sir. I want to talk about the perjury of acting director of Secret Service Roe made this week. He basically washed his hands of any knowledge that they didn't know this guy was on the roof and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex discussed this early in the week, and it's obviously that he's lying. It's perjury. It's a felony, but because he belongs to the party, he's never going to be prosecuted.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I hear people all the time cite the Constitution, citing it. This is unconstitutional. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter whether something is illegal or not if a justice system is completely compromised and controlled. Right? So technically in Game of Thrones, Eddard Stark was supposed to be the effective king of that entire world until Joffrey came of age. But it was just a piece of paper, and the Justice Department in that story was under the control of someone else, and so that didn't play out. And that's what happens here in the United States when the leftists control the Justice Department, because the Soros-backed DAs and prosecutors have taken over the last decades, as Soros has been funding campaigns and funding this push for these hijacked, brainwashed, leftist, globalist people to be in the positions of power in the Justice Department. It doesn't matter what the legislative branch does, or even what the executive branch does, because practically speaking, illegal things will be allowed to happen and not stopped when it's conducive to the success of the agenda that has been paid for in the Justice Department. So yeah, you're absolutely right that this is a situation of perjury. We know the deep state was involved in this assassination attempt, that they're covering it up, that they're frantically deleting or hiding documents now so that in the event that Trump does win the election this fall, even when he declassifies everything, it will be nowhere to be found, just like all of the MKUltra documents were destroyed when it was discovered what they were doing, and nobody knows the extent of the programs and operations that were being conducted by the CIA under that program. Just like nobody was prosecuted for the JFK assassination whatsoever. Just like none of those documents have been declassified because they implicate the wrong entities. So back then, the Justice Department would look the other way in order to protect the intelligence community because it was believed that despite the fact that the intelligence community was breaking the law and violating the Constitution, it was in the interest of our national security that they still be allowed to operate because the fear of nuclear war with Russia was so rampant during the Cold War that our Justice Department would look the other way. But they would prosecute normally any issues outside of the deep state. Now that the deep state has expanded and the Justice Department itself has become the deep state, not just an entity that looked the other way, but actually been absorbed by the deep state itself, then there is no law and order in this country whatsoever. And they only prosecute people when it's conducive to establishing or accomplishing their political agenda. And they only apply the law against one side of this country and not the other. And they actually make stuff up in order to come after people, and they actually try to kill people and then cover up their own actions. But as soon as any right-wing person does anything that's remotely out of line, even if they don't, they prosecute the hell out of them. I mean, how many times have we seen protesters occupy the halls of our political offices and buildings since January 6th, none of them being sentenced to jail for decades? But these J6 protesters are still singing the national anthem in unison every night as they await bogus trials or face bogus kangaroo courts and get sentenced to years and years in prison, some of whom weren't even in Washington, D.C. on the day. They just got put away because they were involved in the community in a meaningful way. And so this conspiracy charge would come against them. You're absolutely right, Bart. It doesn't matter who breaks laws, what laws are broken anymore, when you don't have a Justice Department that is committed to justice. Our Justice Department is no longer a Justice Department. It is an injustice department that's been bought and paid for by the enemies of the American people. Great call. Mark in Texas. Mark, what's in your mind?
Well, it's Christianity and Israel.
Yeah.
An interesting summary on the first hour, but you know that basically we flew patrols for months after we shot down Yamamoto after we taught him how to blow up Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
So, yeah, so my point is this. I was following your thread all the way down, but the whole Christianity point is just exactly what is it about the Bible that you deny? Regarding us being grafted into the tree of life, which is the olive tree, which is Israel, because I will bless those that bless thee, and I will curse those that curse thee. And we Gentiles, without Israel, are cursed unto hell. So are you a replacement theologist?
I don't know what a replacement theologist is. Please enlighten me so I can answer the question for you.
The church has replaced Israel because the first covenant is essentially void at 70 AD.
Well, I mean, I hate to answer your question with another question. I try to avoid doing that, but what do you think?
Feel free.
What do you think was the outcome for Christians for the last 2,000 years before Israel existed again in 1948?
Well, again, they were grafted in. This is prior to the destruction of the temple because the point was, is Jesus,
I do not believe that Israel as a nation is relevant to Christian theology as I understand it.
Okay, you're a replacement theologist, which
probably.
Guess what?
probably.
Yeah, you
But you have to understand that I'm not opposed to the Jewish people, and you also have to understand that I believe that the covenant of Abraham applies to the Jewish people just as it applies to Christians who have been baptized into that line of Abraham, just in the verse from Romans that you're referring to.
Roger that. The covenant of Abraham also applies to the Muslims who basically are doing what? They're dedicated to wiping out Israel, because what they're doing is they're copying the blessings of God and replacing Israel with the Muslim replacement theology. So my point is this, is that if we spend all of our time talking about the election and the rest of it, which is important, but again, it's all based on God's doctrine, and his counsel will out, right? Mm-hmm. Because he is Lord God Almighty. You have the Father in heaven, you have the Holy Spirit, which you are basically given by Christ because he died on the cross,
right,
which he became sin, right, in order to what? To cover our sins and therefore justify us to his Father in heaven. He's the head Jew.
Yeah.
So the point is this, is God placed his name in Israel, and his name is still there. All right, and he is our Lord Jesus Christ, who created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. And that gets into the whole point of, all right, therefore, if he created us and made everything that is in the heavens and the earth, right, he is our salvation, which in Hebrew is Yeshua HaMashiach. And there's no way in God's heaven that you're going to be able to justify anything other than supporting Israel. And what I don't want you to do, and what I don't want anybody to do, is spend time stomping out piss ants while the elephants run amok in the garden, and that is this point. Do not miss the sign of Jonah, all right, which is the Ezekiel 38 war, where Russia, Iran, okay, Sudan, and the nations which are named in the Bible come against Israel for plunder. Because if you do, all right, whatever happens with Trump and the rest of it is nothing more than the fulfilling of God's prophecy, and you may or may not be raptured out. And if you are not, okay, because that is the great tribulation of God's wrath, blessed are those who are beheaded in Christ from now on. But the restrainer is removed, and the possibility that you, who will not be blinded by that, okay, will be included in the salvation of Israel until Jesus Christ returns for his millennial kingdom.
So Mark, let me ask you something, because I may be misunderstanding you. So correct me if I'm misunderstanding you. I find it very hard to believe that God wants us to support Israel in the event that Israel is doing something ungodly or unjust. So I understand your argument. I can tell that you're a reasonable and well-versed man, literally, no pun intended, well-versed man. But I find it very hard to believe, to accept that I am, as a Christian, obligated to support Israel no matter what Israel does.
Well, in that case, then, would you support Hamas regardless of what they do?
I would never support Hamas. No, but I don't understand.
Exactly.
What do you mean? What's your point?
Well, my point is this, all right? You are either for God or you are against him.
Yes.
And if you have read the Bible enough to understand it, okay, then you understand that I will bless, right,
mm-hmm,
my people Israel, and I will curse those that curse my people Israel. Sure, you need to identify sin, all right? That's why the Pharisees and the Sadducees were named by Jesus, the original Jew, all right, in their sins, because they have the law of Abraham. But what they did not have was salvation, and what they failed to see because they were blinded was that salvation was before them. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I'm with you. And I keep in mind, I don't curse Israel. I just also don't support Israel at the expense of the American people, especially if Israel's engaged in controversial behavior.
So try this. What did Boy George say when basically we got 9/11?
We said a lot of things. What are you referring to specifically?
You are either with us or you are with the terrorists. Where does that come from?
I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, if I don't support Israel, no matter what Israel does or no matter what, then that means that I'm against God. That's your interpretation.
You need to pray for the peace, provision, and protection of Israel, because in the end, God will save Israel. We are grafted in, all right, to the olive branch by Jesus Christ, who is the original, the head Jew. He never spoke any word out of the New Testament, okay? So the point is when you start to spread out amongst all these other things that are nothing but diversions, which include the elections and the rest of it, and forget...
Mark, thank you for your call. I want to move on to other callers. Interesting stuff. Struggling with some of that, but I'll try to wrap my head around it and contemplate on that. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Okay, so yeah, so CrowdStrike, they just had that cyber attack, the Obama FBI CrowdStrike.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's to weaken the infrastructure, like similarly to the SolarWinds attack that helped steal the 2020 election. So like they were saying too with CISA, that they were saying they're trying to make an excuse for the voter rolls being dirty for the election, but I think that the economy is going to cause a cyber attack to come early. And, like CrowdStrike, they lied about the Russia thing. They said that it was Russia that hacked into the DNC when it was really Seth Rich who was getting the evidence against the deep state. And, the interesting thing, too, is that I know you guys don't kind of question the Q drops, but Julian Assange, he got released in June. One of the Q drops said that Julian Assange should be released in June.
Uh-huh.
Estimated time of arrival was June. I think that Elon Musk with his Starlink and stuff like that, I think he'll be able to handle the new internet system and cyber command and all that stuff.
See, I think with the CrowdStrike thing, I think what happened was, I think there was a whole plan that was manufactured before the assassination attempt for what was to take place after the death of Donald Trump. So I think they planned on killing him on July 13th, and they had the domino effect laid out for what was to happen next. But the problem was that the first domino didn't fall correctly, because he didn't die. And so what I think is going to happen, or what I think was supposed to happen, is he was supposed to, go ahead and mute him, what he was supposed to say, or when he died, what was supposed to happen next was a major cyber attack on the U.S., major civil unrest, maybe even martial law, the starting and justification of World War III based on allegations that Iran was behind the cyber attack. I believe that mini version of that cyber attack that happened was because some of these programs were already set in motion and they didn't have enough time to reverse it or correct it. And they knew that it was going to happen. And so I'm just glad that he's still alive. It's a miracle that he wasn't killed, because not only would we be facing a civil war if that happened, but we would be in World War III. There would be total unrest. This whole entire country would have fallen apart if Donald Trump had truly been assassinated. So it's more important now than ever that we support him, that we do everything we can to get him to office, that we support networks like InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com and keeping the truth broadcasting worldwide, so that we can awaken enough people to not allow these globalists to leverage their psychological control of the people of the world into total subjugation of all people in the world. Let's go to Bob in Utah. Bob, what's on your mind?
Jason.
Yay, what's up?
Joseph Stalin is like laughing. Camilla is like jacking up. He jacked the Soviet Union in the 30s. And he did so much evil. And it's just the communists, they're so wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, you're absolutely right, Buck, because I'm glad that you compared Kamala to Stalin, because the fact of the matter is the globalist agenda is a Marxist agenda. The leftist agenda is a Marxist agenda. Marxism itself is, just based on its own political philosophy, dependent on unlimited expansion. We know that communism as an economic policy, as an economic system, is not self-sustaining. And any isolated communist country or economy or environment does collapse in on itself. And that's what we did to Russia during the Cold War. We isolated their economy so they couldn't expand any further. And we just allowed it to implode on itself. And that's why it collapsed. And so this whole globalist thing is very much rooted in Marxism. And not only is Kamala Harris a Marxist communist, whether she even knows it or not, she's probably too stupid to realize that everything she says and believes and pushes for is just Marxist ideology, just leftist, socialist, communist, Marxist trash, anti-human at its very core. But not only are these leftists Marxist in their policies and their rhetoric and their globalist expansionism and their just injustice, they are also Marxist in that they have a sleeping giant within themselves, a sleeping monster within all of their souls, within all of their hearts and all of their minds, that once awakened and would be awakened by power. It's this monster I'm talking about in the souls, hearts, and minds of leftists is necessarily awakened as soon as total power is achieved. That monster does things like arrest all political dissidents, mass murders, mass famines, mass starvation, all manufactured and orchestrated by the state, all control seized by the state. So if we allow these people to take power, within them a demonic force will inevitably awake that will result in the literal death of billions upon billions of people as a matter of policy. The policy is death. Kamala Harris's only policy is the anti-human death, depopulation of humanity, the expansion of globalism as much as possible so that every nation that produces whatsoever can be exploited to feed the insatiable beast of the one world state, of the new world order. I'm telling you, folks, I know it's a joke, but it's also true. If this woman is elected on November 5th, 2024, we will see a Kamala cost. We will see the death of millions upon millions of people. And it might not even be obvious how to directly attribute those deaths to her or her policies. But we've seen what leftism in the United States has done in terms of innocent civilians dead all over the world, what it's done to innocent civilians in Ukraine, what it's done to those who are being carpet bombed in Gaza. This is a matter, our own leftist globalist policy causes the death of hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, all over the world constantly. And if they actually take total power where there's no pushback, where there's no political dissidence whatsoever, we are going to see a massive depopulation, a massive exploitation, a massive Kamala cost. Stay with us, folks. We have a short break, and then we're going to be taking your calls on the other side. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and share the broadcast to be the reason that we are still on the air.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the article, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host. We will be taking calls for the remainder of the show. 27 minutes left. So many calls on the board. Thank you so much for calling. First up, let's go to Cohen in the Midwest. Cohen, what is on your mind?
What's up, Chase?
Hey.
I just wanted to say, you, Alex, and your team, what you guys are doing, I applaud you for. I think we'd be in a serious civil war if it wasn't for the efforts that you guys go through every day.
And
I just wanted to say this is a real battle cry from the heartland of America. The globalists and the deep state think they can trample our liberties, but they're really in for a rude awakening. We're all patriots that are waking up, and these socialist puppeteers that are trying to destroy this great nation will not be allowed to get away with this. And I've been using the Brain Force Plus Ultra, and it's been a complete game changer for me. It's like unlocking my full potential. You know, I go from wake up, take the Brain Force, and the spirit of 1776 is alive, mm-hmm. and the globalists are trembling from their ivory towers. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for you and your team, what you've done, and we the people will take down the deep state.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for your support. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra are awesome products. They'll light you up like a Christmas tree. So I'm glad that you've had an experience that so many have had with that product. It's one of my favorites here. That and Dr. Jones Naturals Next Level Foundational Energy. You take a Brain Force and the Next Level Foundational Energy at the same time. That's kind of my double dose every day. It's your whole state of mind changes within 20 minutes. These products are absolutely amazing. It's cream of the crop, top of the line, best. They work. It's not just placebo. It's a whole new ball game. And this is how we're going to win the info war, by the audience, listeners like you, supporters, purchasing these great products, and not only purchasing them just for the sake of keeping us on the air, but actually using them to become more effective info warriors in your day-to-day lives. If you're healthier, if you're sharper, then you are more difficult for the New World Order to subjugate. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Pick out anything, whether it's an InfoWars MD product or whether it's our legacy products as well. They're all amazing. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and get any of those products. They're also amazing. You're simultaneously keeping us on the air, investing in your health, in your mind, and making the job of the globalists impossibly difficult by being impossible to dominate. Folks, let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, the top, what is on your mind?
Brother Chase, what an amazing show, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome to our dystopian nightmare, right, my friend?
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. I'm glad that I have the level of discernment I have. The Lord pulled the scales completely from my eyes in 2019, and I'm sure most of the crew there was ahead of me. But I'll offer, because I know a lot of people say, you know, pending World War III. I feel like we've been in a reverse revolution, an inverse revolutionary war since at least May 25th of 2020, because we remember when they started burning cities with Somaliopolis first. The federal government, which should be a backstop, didn't stand for us. The states didn't stand for us. And we, the people, humbly, we didn't stand in the gap either. My grandfather, World War II veteran that landed D-Day plus 8, would kick my ass if he knew my inaction the last 4 years. And I'm just shocked that people think with 30 million illegal invaders, and pick a number, is it 100,000, 200,000, 500,000 trained military age men who didn't flee oppression, because if they did, they would have brought their mothers, their sisters, and their nieces. They came alone. They are warlords, and we've imported them and scattered them throughout our nation. I'm shocked that more people don't. I'm not saying come to violence, but let our servants know that we no longer consent to be governed in this form, because they are not serving we the people, sir.
Yeah, no, that's a great call. You're absolutely right. We've been in World War III for a long time, and the struggle is not that people are unwilling to act, but that people don't know what to do. And I believe it's simple. Fundamentally, I believe that globalism can only work if the people of the world are tricked. Because if they know what happens, if they understand the nature of it, then they will never buy into it. And the globalists need a critical mass, minimum amount of buy-in in order for their globalization to be effective. Because the money that we make in paying taxes, the candidates that we support, the people that we put in leadership, even if these elections are all stolen, hypothetically, they need us to generate revenue to fund their new government, which they are desperately trying to form. Globalism right now is like the halfway completed Death Star, where the gun is operational, but the thing's just not finished yet. It's just floating in orbit. And they are just trying to mine from the people of the world the resources and political will to get that Death Star globalist project done. And a lot of different things have to happen over an extended period of time in order for them to be able to accomplish it. They have to get all the political leaders of the world to buy into the system, which they've done through organizations like NATO, the UN, and the World Economic Forum. They have to create a level of economic desperation throughout the world, which they've done by basing all of the world's economies on a fiat currency that's inevitably going to collapse. They have to establish a new system, which they're pushing for with central bank digital currencies that have been beta tested using Bitcoin on top of that blockchain technology, right? And they have to eradicate all national sovereignty anywhere, especially among superpower nations. So they're trying to eradicate national sovereignty in the U.S. They did it throughout Europe because of the European Union and these countries taking in refugees, which have diluted and ruined their countries. And they're trying to do it with Russia, because they don't want Russia to be sovereign against their globalist government. And they're trying to do it with China, because China is perceived to be a competitor globalist government. There can't be a one world government if there's a competitor in place, right? And so all of these things are happening right before us, but it only works if people don't see it coming, if people don't see it happening. Like when Han Solo saw the Death Star for the first time, it was like, what is that? Is that a planet? No, that's a ship. Like, people were caught off guard by it. It was just astounding. It was being built for an extended period of time. It's all being put together. This conspiracy is manifesting right before our eyes in slow motion. And if we get enough people to notice it, then it just it will collapse in on itself, because there'll just be no support for these people. Everybody will see the rhetoric. They'll see all the dog whistles that they have in the news media and the papers and the rhetoric from our politicians and leaders of organizations, whether big tech companies or just political leaders in general. And they won't support these organizations, businesses, entities, people at all. And it will dissipate and dissolve. So my belief here is that all we have to do is make sure that we're exposing the truth regularly to as many people as possible. And I believe that will simply be enough. And that's why it's so important that InfoWars stays on the air, because we are one of the few outlets who reaches millions of people every day worldwide with the truth about the nature of this conspiracy against humanity itself. I want to run clip number 51 and then clip number 54. I'll call that one two separately. But this is Carrie Lake just the other day saying that the Democrats have handed over Arizona to these migrants. This is just a small piece of globalism. When you pollute these sovereign cultures by funding, sponsoring, and allowing the invasion of their people by an outside people who will not assimilate, this wrecks and divides countries. We're seeing it happen right now before our eyes in the United Kingdom, to the point where they're incapable of resisting when an outside force with power comes in and then just subjugates and dominates and regulates. This is clip number 51.
So capitalism in its best form.
The Democrats have handed over control of my state, Arizona's border, to the drug cartels. And because of them, criminals and deadly drugs are pouring in, and our children are dying. Our children are getting their hands on these drugs and dying. I'll tell you, the hardest thing I've had to do on the campaign trail is talk to moms and dads who come up to me and tell me that their 19-year-old son has died because of fentanyl poisoning, or their 22-year-old daughter took a half a pill and she's gone. We are losing a generation of young people to this fentanyl crisis, and it's got to stop. The Grand Canyon state has become the fentanyl state, and it's not okay with this mom. I'm not okay with that. I don't think it's okay with that mom. I don't think it's okay with that mom. It doesn't have to be this way. The problems we face are huge, the problems caused by the Democrat Party. But the solutions, guys, they're really simple. First of all, stop the Biden invasion and build the wall.
There you go. So that's just one piece of how the globalists weaken sovereign nations. They make them unionize, they wrap them into these contracts, these treaties, these agreements, and then they pollute the population with outside invaders. And before it was something that had to be done through violence, through literal invasion, through sponsoring attacks, building up terrorist groups and just having them come in a militant way. But if you can buy the entire Justice Department of a nation, if you can buy the entire political class of a nation, or at least the majority of it, then you could just get them to pass laws or look the other way as the enemy walks in. They have built a Trojan horse of policy where the enemy of our country is ushered through the gates in and just waiting for the order to attack. There are sleeper cells, 30,000 of them from China. Terrorists have come in. Tens of millions of people illegally in this country taking jobs that our most vulnerable populations and communities need the most and are capable of doing based on their background, education, and socioeconomic status. It is weakening America, just as the UK has been weakened, just as every nation in Europe has been weakened. And they're going to pick up all of the pieces when there is a total collapse, and they're going to put them back together in some malformed, satanic, Baphomet-esque way. They're going to take that which was once beautiful, and they're just going to butcher it and malign it and invert it. It's truly satanic. They don't even know that they're Satanists, most of them. But everything that they do is a satanic, anti-God, anti-human agenda. And I'm just glad, like in clip 54 we're going to run here, the people like Joe Rogan understand this. I was watching his podcast this week, fascinating podcast that he had, a couple of great episodes this week. And he went on this rant about globalism because the topic came up. And I'm just so glad that he gets it. He really is awakened. And I attribute a lot of that to Alex Jones. Let's run 54.
Because the problem is, whenever people have control over people, they just want more. It's just, it's like everything else. It's like if you have money, you want more money. If you have power, you want more power. You want control, you want more control. And it makes it easier for them to stay in control. And if you had a global world government that could tell people, no, you can't move to Switzerland where the laws are different. You can't move to Costa Rica. You have to, the laws apply everywhere. It's a global world order. We decide what you can and can't do. And we're not deciding it based on empirical evidence, fact, objective analysis of reality. We're doing it on the basis of what's the most effective way that we can control and govern.
I think that's profit. Like a horror scenario that
horror scenario.
We might be moving into.
Well, we're in it right now. We're battling it. Yeah. You know, there's rational, logical people that understand the consequences of these things that are fighting against it and talking against it. And then there's people that are saying, we need centralized digital currency to compete with China. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yep, and the economy and the dollar has to collapse in order for that central bank digital currency to be possible. But it's a necessary function of the globalist conspiracy to subjugate humanity. I mean, we see reports about it constantly. We'll show clip 49 here in a second. But unemployment has ticked up unexpectedly. We're seeing the beginning signs of the collapse. When the stock market drops 5% in 24 hours, when the dollar is losing all of its value and inflation is rampant, then when unemployment starts to tick up, when nobody has a job and when the money they do have is worthless and when the borders are wide open and when the Justice Department is hijacked, it's too late at that point. And this could be our last chance, frankly, guys. In 2024, getting Trump in, imperfect as he is, probably our last chance to ensure that there's even a possibility of the United States of America existing even as a nation for the remainder of the century. I think that one or two bad more executive branch terms could be enough to just put us over the edge of terminal, not going to recover, going to die. And it'll manifest in time over decades and get worse and worse, and it'll be slow and then rapid all of a sudden. But this is like our last chance. And you can tell that they know it's that victory is so close because they are desperately trying to squash our last chance at stopping them, which is Donald Trump. They're desperately trying to shut down InfoWars and make sure that freedom of speech doesn't exist. They're desperately trying to sue and litigate and commit lawfare against political dissidents and censor all of the major tech platforms, weaponize all of these so-called private businesses for the agenda of the deep state. They're trying to get a monopoly on everything you say. They're trying to get a monopoly on all of your transactions. They're trying to get a monopoly on everything you hear. They're trying to get a monopoly on everything that you do. This is an attempt to totally subjugate you, happening so slowly that you're like a frog in a pot of water, not realizing that it's being brought to a boil because the temperature changes so gradually. But then all of a sudden, it's flaming hot, but it's too late. You're dead. And so all we have to do is share this broadcast, encourage people to go to InfoWars.com and read the articles written by our brilliant team, encourage people to go to band.video, and not only watch our content, but actually download for free. It's always been free to air. You've always been free to do whatever you want with any of our content. That's something that Alex Jones has been saying for many, many years on air, that this is all free to air stuff. And ensure that as many people in your circle or adjacent to those in your circle are seeing this content. Because if we wake enough people up fast enough, if we get enough support behind Donald Trump and he stays alive and God works in our civilization for the benefit of our people because we've been righteous enough to earn it, then we can save this country. Because if America falls, folks, the world falls. Saving America isn't just about patriotism or American superiority or loving America more than other countries. It's those things sometimes too. But saving America is about saving humanity. I do not believe that humanity will flourish without the presence and existence of America as America, living according to American values, protecting the rights of the people of our civilization. But let's look at COP 49 here, and let's just see this other piece of the puzzle. We just covered the immigration invasion as part of the globalist agenda. This is the beginning of the economic, the Bidenomics globalist failure that they're orchestrating. They're doing this on purpose, folks. 49.
We came in much weaker than expected on non-farm. We came in at 114,000 jobs on non-farm. The estimate was 175,000 jobs on non-farm. The unemployment employment rate unexpectedly went up. We went up to 4.3%. We were looking for a rate of 4.1%. Government jobs, 17,000 on the government job story, and that is actually a lot less than what we got last month. Remember, last month on government jobs, we had 70,000. Now we've only got 17,000. All right, private sector jobs, 97,000. Again, that is much weaker than expected. We were looking for 148,000 private sector jobs. Factory jobs, only 1,000.
This is the orchestrated collapse. This is the beginning. And maybe it'll bounce back for a while, but these things are test cases. And they certainly don't care about our economy whatsoever, because all the decisions that they make, all the actions that they take, only serve to expand the level of tragic that the inevitable collapse will bring. So every mistake made now economically manifests in increased suffering when this whole system collapses. And I guess that's just exactly what they want, isn't it? They want the suffering to be rampant, because the more people suffer, the more they're willing to sacrifice or hand over to a government or a state that promises to relieve their suffering in any way, shape, or form. That is how people sell themselves into slavery, folks. Let's go to Greg in Alabama. Greg, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, man. What's up, Sea Dog?
Hey, good to hear from you. What's up?
Well, three things real quick. The first one is, today is the first time I've ever heard non-farm jobs. That aside, maybe we could do analysis on it later. Don't know what that is. The day before Trump got shot, I had a gun pulled on me by Antifa because I was in the Quick Stop, and I had a Trump flag on my truck, and he yanked it off, and I confronted him. And then I said, hey, you know, MF, put the damn flag back on. And he pulled a gun on me.
Man, right. I'm glad you're all so right.
Yeah, he's facing like three felonies right now.
Oh, he got arrested.
Then again,
good.
Yeah, he got they found him, and they had to sick the dogs on him, too. They called me back, Auburn, Alabama Police Department. But I want to talk about the guy that was talking to you earlier about the whole, you know, we have to die for Israel.
Yeah.
And my thing is, I don't know that that's the Israel that's in the Bible, because, you know, Revelation 3:9 says, behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan. I think that, you know, if they look as white as you and me, I don't think they're freaking Israelis. I don't think they're Israelites, as the Bible would say, because they would look a little bit more like, I guess, like Osama bin Laden than they would like Benjamin Netanyahu. That's my thing, like David Lee Roth and all these people, blue eyes, walking around from, you know, the Eastern European Jews. I don't think that's the Israelites.
Well, there's definitely a lot of people who are much more educated on this than I am, theologians, who I know are capable of making the theological argument that the Israel referred to in the Bible is entirely different than Israel, the nation as we know it today. I've heard the arguments. It's been a long time. I haven't looked into it as much as I probably should, because I've been distracted with other things trying to win the info war. But regardless of what you listeners believe out there, I consider myself a Christian. I believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, and he died and rose again for our sins. Regardless of what you believe about Israel and the Bible being this Israel, I just don't think it's an issue of salvation. I don't think that anybody's going to hell because they refused to support Israel when Israel conducted the murder of civilians, you know? And I'm not cursing Israel. I'm not wishing that Israel is wiped off the planet, but if God were the type of God that would force you as a matter of salvation to support an injustice committed by any organization, individual, or nation, then that would be an unjust God. But we know that God is just and good. So I just find it hard to believe. I think people get carried away. And I think people become too certain about theological interpretations that are fundamentally irrelevant. And the only thing that really matters is accepting Christ and understanding that this was the Messiah. You got to keep in mind, there were an awful lot of Christians before the New Testament was even written. Not just compiled in 320. I mean, think about the disciples. Think about the thousands of people that were baptized while Jesus was alive on his basically campaign tour for people to repent, for the kingdom of God is near. So you could be a Christian before the New Testament even existed, but we have people who lean so hard on the New Testament of the Bible, because it's the Word of God. They lean so hard on it that they inadvertently worship the Bible as a false idol at the expense of worshiping God. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the Bible is satanic or evil or wrong. I believe it's the Word of God. I believe that the Old Testament and the New Testament are divinely inspired documents, and we should study them and learn from them. But when you worship the text instead of the message, you're focusing on the wrong thing. You get lost in the weeds in that. And I don't know. It seems like a real dead end to focus too much on that. But thank you so much for your call. I think we have just about a minute left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this opportunity to remind everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and use the drop-down menu at the top to find the InfoWars MD line. Because of our bankruptcy and some of the sabotage that's happened in this organization, we are not able to order new inventory in bulk in order to sell to you. And that's why we have partnered with some of our leading partners here to establish the InfoWars MD line, which you can find at InfoWarsStore.com, because we don't actually have to order the inventory in order to sell it. Every time we sell it, our partners just ship it to you and they'll make an infinite supply for us. So this is the way to save InfoWars from the New World Order, from the globalists, from all of the world's supervillains who have to shut us down in order for their globalist agenda to be accomplished in the world. This is the way to save us, keep us on the air, and broadcast the truth to as many people as possible to awaken them so they cannot be globalized, so they cannot be subjugated. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get the Joint Relief Max. Get the Turmeric 95. Get the amazing products like Nitric Boost. InfoWarsStore.com. Go right now and be the reason we are still on the air. Thank you so much, and God bless. All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.